Meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 30th, 2017 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
We expect him shortly.
Mr. Husman? Mrs. Husman, sorry.
He's not here, but I am.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Mr. Mishka is excused, he's out of town.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Five members of City Council are present, so a quorum does exist. Let's start our meeting with a pledge of allegiance led by Mr. Lukey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a special meeting of council, and it was originally called to consider a zoning change on Erie Street. But that project did not have the engineering drawing come in by noon yesterday, so it has been delayed again. However, I needed to add to the agenda this proposed ordinance 49-2017. It's a memorandum of understanding for participation in the water facilitation process. Understand, Mr. Lukey, you would like to add another item?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we simply need to try to schedule another meeting of the Community Relations Committee.
Okay, we'll put as agenda item five, schedule Community Relations Committee meeting. Any further items or changes to the agenda? Is there a motion to approve as amended?
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries and the agenda is approved. First item is one that was emailed to you yesterday and is in your, the materials printed in front of you. If you'd go to the memorandum of understanding, this was prepared by Eric Rothstein and the Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce to put down a few ground rules about what's going on with the water facilitation process. If you look down to the actions, that's probably the most important part. The chamber, the Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce has contracted with Eric Rothstein. It is a total of $98,000 that they're committed to. I am impressed by Mr. Rothstein's knowledge, previous experience, and his interest and drive for this project. Mr. Aller has attended the first meeting with me. We have another water facilitation scheduled, meeting scheduled for a week from Wednesday. That's the 12th. And the first meeting and that meeting are both taking place in the boardroom at Lord's University Franciscan Center. We had a very good first meeting. But this memorandum of understanding has been requested just so that we understand those ground rules. And item two is that we all agree to actively participate in scheduled meetings. We did have good active attendance and participation at the first meeting. The City of Toledo was represented by Mayor Hicks Hudson and the Chairman of their Utilities Committee, Lindsay Webb. And she participated in it. Everybody, Mr. Rothstein took that opportunity to take a look at the history of water and water sales in the area and had criticism for everybody at the table. I think Toledo got the worst of the criticisms, but we all got some. His criticism of the suburbs had to do with the piled-on extra charges that communities do. Sylvania looks pretty good in that regard because our water cost from Toledo is so high, we can't afford to add much onto it, whereas Maumee, who is still benefiting from a 30-year-old contract, more than doubles it. There's possibilities for everybody to improve. I simply need your permission to sign this. All parties are expected to do this prior to our meeting a week from Wednesday. So the law director has prepared ordinance 49-2017 to accomplish this. Any further comments? Okay, it's...
Mr. Mayor, just a question. I certainly support the ordinance, but can we assume that the City of Toledo is on board with the choice of this particular consultant?
They are. We went through a process. As the chairman of the Water Planning Committee, I met with Mayor Hicks Hudson and with Commissioner Gerken in Commissioner Gerken's office, and we reviewed the 9 or 10 possible facilitators that were brought about. And this one clearly rose to the top of the group. Most of the others were labor negotiators or mediators. did not bring the expertise that Mr. Rothstein brings on water, and he's already put some things on the table of interest to all of us. I actually got a call from a state legislator yesterday who's been called by the Columbus Dispatch. There was a, inserted in the budget yesterday, the Ohio budget, out of the conference committee, was a requirement that cities cannot add extra charges onto the cost of water that is sold. That was put on there by a Columbus area legislator who's tired of the surcharges that Columbus has put on. And the Dispatch down there is looking for other communities that might affect. There's a possibility it will be line vetoed out by the governor, but it will come back as a separate bill if that happens. And Toledo and its suburbs are another excellent example of that the cost of water is not, has no regard to the cost of production of that water. And in an initial meeting with Mr. Rothstein in the mayor's office, and Kevin was present as well, as I recall, Mr. Rothstein asked if we'd ever considered a federal lawsuit against the city of Toledo, because federal law apparently does not allow cost of utilities to exceed the cost of reasonable cost of production. I said we had not pursued that. It was a monopoly. And he said, oh, there's case law. You will clearly win that case. And that is part of what's going on in Columbus. They're going to put it in Ohio law if they can. And changes are afoot. There's just no doubt about it. But I don't think the start of facilitation is a good time to start a federal lawsuit. We'll see if we can't come up with a better solution than that.
Thank you.
So I think they are. The bigger question, Mr. Lukey, is we're all going to sit at the table and go through 8 to 10 months of facilitation, but at the end, is anybody going to take action as a result of the work of the facilitator? Or are parties just going to push back and say, well, that was interesting, but we're not interested? That's the biggest concern.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, the Memorandum of Understanding in paragraph 1 states that the Chamber understands it will not have a vote on either the preferred option or the implementation framework. What will this group be voting on?
They will be voting on a agreed upon consolidation and creation of a regional water authority, or the possibilities to do that. The reason that this exclusion is in there was real pushback both from City of Toledo and from Lucas County, that just because the Chamber of Commerce is there and they are footing the bill, that doesn't buy them a vote at the table. And I had to put down that requirement early on in the process, that Toledo's buying, by paying the $98,000, they can be at the table. They are an interested party, but that doesn't buy them a vote. And they also were in attendance at the first meeting, but they will not have a vote in it. They did not speak at the first meeting, but the goal, back to that, is to come up with a framework and a document setting up the rules of organization of a regional water authority.
How is this vote going to be?
Well, the vote's going to have to go back to the legislative bodies, just like this memorandum of understanding has to come back. Once we agree as a group that this is the best path, we'll have to take it back to our legislative bodies for their approval and buy-in on that. There are no...
I mean, this isn't a classic vote where if... I mean, you need uniform buy-in to this
no,
result,
don't
you?
No.
No?
The key player to buy into it would be the City of Toledo, because they own the monopoly right now. But there could be members of the group. Say Maumee and Perrysburg may choose to go a different direction. Waterville has already opted out of the group and out of the system by going to the Bowling Green water system, and Perrysburg and Maumee could do the same thing. South County and Water District Drain Commissioner could go a different direction as well. But that doesn't mean we can't create a regional water authority of less than the entire group, or something that is other than just buying water from Toledo. I have put on the table and will not take off the need for redundancy of both water supply, treatment, and pumping that the Toledo system cannot meet. One source is not acceptable, because we'll repeat again and again what happened a few summers ago.
Okay, so the vote that you're talking about is really, you're going to try and come to a consensus agreement on,
that's correct,
on this as opposed to...
It is a non... How... Mayors cannot... Now, we have four or five mayors. We've got county commissioner. We've got a drain commissioner. We've got the head of the Northern Wood County water system. Those people together in a room can agree, but unless their elected legislative bodies concur with them, it's meaningless. And that is the stumbling point. Is it going to go back to Toledo City Council and they're just going to say, oh, that's interesting. We have a monopoly. We're not changing anything. I'm pleased that Lindsay Webb came and participated in the meeting and actually took it on the chin pretty hard a couple of times. That's the best I can answer that question. I'm sitting here thinking how I could answer it better, but everybody seems
well,
to have...
Well, I mean, this group really isn't... This group is going to work up a proposal for the individual communities to consider moving forward on. All right.
And it needs to, at least initially, we're trying to do it not in the media, but at the table.
Are these public meetings going to be public meetings?
They are not required to be public because it is not a public body. There are no majorities of any political subdivision present, and we can lock the doors at Lawrence University. That's one of the reasons we picked that spot. However, the first meeting was open to the public, and I have no indication that any of them won't be. Mr. Rothstein has asked for the option, however, to be able to close the door with the chief executives or the highest elected official from each subdivision and negotiate privately with them or a group of them. So they could be, but they are not right now. The Blade was informed of the meeting, the first meeting, and did not attend.
Okay.
And no, there were no sisters standing out the door with their yardstick. I could request that, I suppose. There's no further questions. Can I have a motion? Jason is not here. Maybe Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 49-2017, authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a Memorandum of Understanding between the Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce and the City of Toledo, Lucas County, Fulton County, City of Maumee, City of Perrysburg, City of Sylvania, Monroe County, Northwestern Water and Sewer District, and the Village of White House, waiving the second, third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 49-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 49-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 49-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 49-2017 is approved. Thank you. Moving on to added agenda item 5, schedule a community relations committee meeting. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, right. Mr. Mayor, thank you. I'd like to set a meeting to discuss further the ordinances that the administration drafted at our committee's request related to community funding and the appointment process to city boards and commissions. This is not going to be simply a pro forma meeting. I think we have some substantive things we want to talk about. So we'd like to get this done. I'd like to get this done before a meeting on the 17th, since we only have one meeting a month during the summer. I guess I'd ask for sure Katie and Sandy what might work for you. I could look at, we could do something first thing in the morning or at the end of the day next week or the beginning part of the following week. Are people in town?
I'm in town.
Yeah, Sandy?
Yeah.
So we could look at Friday morning the 7th. I don't know about Jason. I think Friday mornings are generally better for him at, say, 8 o'clock, or we could look further.
Good for me.
Yeah, okay. And hopefully, anybody that's interested can attend at that point, too. So, Laura, are you the one that needs to do this, or will Sharon be back to?
Sharon will be back, but I'll do it in.
8:00 on the 7th in, can we use the, one of the city administration building conferences?
I'm sure that there'll be something available.
Yeah, whatever you choose is fine.
The auditors are gone, that room's open, so I think you're all set.
They're gone, and the room has been fumigated and everything.
All right, City Hall Finance Conference.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Are there any other items to be considered at this time? Our normally scheduled meeting on the first Monday of July has been canceled, so our next meeting is not until Monday, July 17th. Is there a motion to adjourn this special meeting?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we stand adjourned as a city council until Monday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for attending this special meeting.